It's been more than 3 years since the Fukushima nuclear plant accident resulted in a spill of millions of gallons of radioactive cooling water into the Pacific. Oceanographers projected that it could take until this year for highly diluted traces of that spill in Japan to reach the west coast of North America. Radiation experts don't believe there is cause for alarm on our shores, but some coastal residents are stepping forward to pay for seawater testing just to be sure. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
The presence or absence of Fukushima radiation in the water can hardly be more personal than it is for open water swimmer Wayne Kinslow of Seattle.
Today is 710 days in a row.
Actually, more than that by now.
I just love the water, so I go out. It's great exercise.
Kinslow swims about 20 minutes per day in chilly Puget Sound, so he dug into his own pocket to the tune of $550 to finance an independent water test. It came back non-detect for nuke plant radiation.
This is something that was really important to me because I'm out there every day and I don't really want to die. So it's best to test the water, and this is my chance. So as soon as we got an opportunity, I just threw all the money at it for the first sample.
Kinslow is not the only one willing to pay big bucks for reassurance. Portland High School art teacher Terry Waldron is fundraising to test the waters near her and her husband's second home in Newport, Oregon.
You know, for a while I thought about not eating fish for a while. And I thought, I can't do that, you know. But I was so concerned at a point because I couldn't find any information. So I do eat fish, I do. But I still want that test done.
Waldron and Kinslow signed on to a crowdfunded radiation monitoring project run by the reputable Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. Donors have ponied up for testing at about 30 sites from California to Alaska. Waldron and Kinslow say it's a lot of work and slow going to get others to contribute to this cause. That might have something to do with the fact that scientists and government agencies have been consistent in saying not to worry.
With the samples that we've taken that are along the West Coast, we don't see anything of concern. We don't expect to see anything.
That's Kathy Higley, professor of radiation health physics at Oregon State University.
It has diluted, it has decayed, it has dispersed. My husband and I take our kids to the coast all the time. We are not at all concerned about it. We eat seafood. We're not concerned about it.
She says graduate students in her department are looking for Fukushima radiation, but not out of fear, rather out of academic and scientific interest. Isotopes released in the accident can be used as tracers to study ocean circulation and fish migration. This summer, one of Higley's PhD students collected seawater samples and various fish on a research cruise off the Washington and Oregon coasts. Delvin Neville is now analyzing these in Corvallis. The samples go into a really, really sensitive detector covered in lead bricks. They have to sit inside the chamber for days to generate a result.
Yeah, it takes a long time to count it. One, because there's so little activity present. Even in the worst-case model, there may be just a few becquerels at most of cesium-137 on the detector.
Neville says for perspective, it helps to remember we're surrounded by low levels of natural radiation.
Several seconds worth in a stuffy basement was a larger dose than consuming a year's worth of albacore. But people are not really aware of all the things around them that are radioactive. They don't consider themselves radioactive.
State public health agencies are also testing seawater for Fukushima contamination. Oregon results show nothing abnormal. Washington's latest results are pending. But it seems these efforts have not fully penetrated the public consciousness. Enough people called marine chemist Ken Bissler on the East Coast seeking assurances that he started a citizen science testing program. That's the Our Radioactive Ocean Project, which the swimmer and the art teacher we heard from earlier donated to.
Given this concern and the numerous requests for information, I just decided if we could put up and do this with crowdfunding, we could do this quickly and get people the information they want.
Bissler says in his more than 30 years in ocean science, he's never crowdfunded a research project before. But on this one, he says he was unwilling to wait for government grants to come through, given that models show a highly diluted Fukushima plume could be arriving now. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.